ஓம ஜானச்சிரந்தஸ்ய ஜானஞ்சன ஸ்வலாகய சக்ஷுர்மீலிதம் யேன தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குருவே நமஹ.
These are some basic principles of Varnashram society being discussed. Yesterday evening we were discussing particularly the Brahmacharya Ashram, which is the basis of Varnashram training. It's very difficult to follow any of the Varnas or Ashrams properly in modern society because everything is upside down, topsy-turvy. Just like, for instance, it's mentioned here, protection of Brahmanas. Where are the Brahmanas to protect? Brahmanas have, for one reason or another, been forced to leave their traditional occupation. They're supposed to be protected and maintained by kings, but there are no more kings. And speaking about protection of women, but the modern propaganda is absolutely opposite to this. So it's difficult to be a good brahmachari or a good grihastha or a good wife or mother, because the whole situation is quite different. We have to try and follow as best we can according to shastra directions.
Because even if others aren't following, even if the society is corrupted, as much as we follow, that will help us to advance in Krishna consciousness.
Of course, simply by being a good brahmachari or a good grihastha doesn't automatically make one Krishna conscious. But if we very clearly keep Krishna conscious as our goal, which we should do, then we should understand that by following the principles of brahmachari life, grihastha life, sannyas life, stri dharma, all these things, then that will help us to advance in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada wanted to re-establish our national society, which is a very big ambition. People think that that's becoming backward, going to the standard of pre-industrial society. And many of the things Prabhupada advocated, which were part of traditional Indian culture, people are very much against in the modern age. For instance, Prabhupada was against democracy. He said this is demon crazy, because the rule of the majority means most people are not enlightened. So it means the biggest gunda becomes the leader. And Prabhupada was advocating the Vedic system that there should be a king.
Prabhupada
has a society. The people are very much against that because they're afraid that then the king will, someone, if they have power, so much power, then absolute power corrupts absolutely, so they say. But that's not necessarily true. The corruption, if one gets power, he may become corrupt. If the seed of corruption is within the heart. But if one is trained in the beginning to be a leader as a representative of God, then that will make a very good king. When I think back to my school days, I didn't learn much of any value. But one teacher, he said something which I remember, which was actually true and which is later corroborated by Prabhupada. We were studying civics, that's something like political science. And he said that in his opinion, the best system of government is benevolent dictatorship. But then he said, but it's not possible because you won't find anyone good enough to be a benevolent dictator. So actually Varnashram society depends on good leadership. And Varnashram society has two tired leadership. The practical secular leadership is given by kshatriyas, and spiritual leadership is given by brahmanas. The two are not mutually exclusive, but they interact with and cooperate with each other. So it's not that the king is completely free to do whatever he likes. He has to act under the guidance of brahmanas. So this purport, you could write dozens of books just based on this purport. It's a very, very big topic, Prabhupada summarizing. And another unpopular thing Prabhupada is advocating is that the women and men should have different roles. And the principal role of a woman in society is that of mother and a wife, first of all. In modern age, you become a mother first and then a wife afterwards. At least in the West. But in the proper system, you become a wife first and then a mother. But in the modern age, they say, no, we should all be the same. So now they have American women fighting in Iraq in the army, because the idea they should do everything the same as men. So you'd like to join the army? You'd like to send your daughters to the army? They can go and fight. Very strange ideas. Some Indian woman was blasted into space 2 years ago. Choge or something. So you may think, well, this is wonderful. Now women have got more opportunity to do things they couldn't do previously.
But in school, they are better at the Indian nation.
Yeah, but they had to do it with American help, or they didn't do it independently. She's an American citizen. Anyway, this idea overlooks one of the major points of difference between men and women. They may say men and women should be equal in all respects, but it's not possible because men are never going to give birth to children. So by the arrangement of nature, it is the woman's nature to take intimate care of the children. She has to feed them by her body. And not only physical care, but the children need to be with their mothers for emotional and psychological balance. So if the mother's blasted off into space or whatever, then who's going to look after the children? So Prabhupada advocated an agrarian-based society. Agrarian means like agriculture, in which we live very simply. No need for factories, no need for motor cars, no need for space rockets, no need for toothbrushes, neem trees, no need for cornflakes and gems, sweets, I heard the name yesterday. Cornflakes, that you take very healthy food directly from the land and cook it and offer it to Krishna and live simply. So these are some of the ideas Prabhupada had which are actually revolutionary and many people are against. People think, well, this is very backward, primitive, but this kind of civilization is better for fostering spiritual development. And we see that in general, the more people become industrialized, the less inclination they have towards spiritual life. And we find that in ancient Indian culture, people, they may not have had computers and TVs, but look at the literature they produce. These books, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, such a high level of philosophical and theological understanding. So all these prescriptions for living, having kings and then women and men having clearly defined different roles, living simply, these are all favorable for making a situation in society in which we can cultivate Krishna consciousness. And all directions are given in Shastra, how we can live more or less peacefully in this world and execute Krishna consciousness. There's an intrinsic difference in mentality between that of the God-centered agrarian traditional society and that of the modern so-called progressive industrial society.
In traditional society in which God consciousness is promoted, people are very much aware that there is God and that we are subject to His laws.
If something happens to someone, they understand, oh, this is some karmic reaction. And they're not very anxious to improve their material situation. Little food, little clothing, be satisfied, and hear and chant about Krishna. People consider, I'm in this situation, this is due to my, whatever it is, it's due to my previous karma. Now let me cultivate Krishna consciousness. But in modern industrial society, we think that whatever we do, it's all by our own effort. And if someone is not earning lots of money, there's very strong condemnation. This person is a failure. It's a very competitive society, whereas Varnashram society is more based on the principle of cooperation. So Prabhupada was advocating a completely different approach to life. So we can be Krishna conscious in modern society. There are many impediments. That has been offset by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special benediction. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nas Cheva, Nas Cheva, Nas Cheva, Gatiranyata.
We shouldn't complain too much that the situation is very bad, because we have special mercy of being able to chant the holy name. Kaling sabhajyanti aya guna vya sarabhagina yatra sankirtanenaiva sarva labhyo sarva swatho bilabhyate. That people who are actually discerning, those who are actually viveki, those who can discern what is proper and what isn't, they praise Kali Yuga is very good. Because simply by performing Sankirtan in this Kali Yuga, one can achieve everything desirable. But nevertheless, if we can establish this Varnashram society, that will make a much better situation. In the meantime, we should follow these principles as best we can. These are very helpful principles in our lives, those that are given. Now, I'm just going to change the subject, because last night Shyamchandra Prabhu asked a question and I said I would answer it this morning in the class. He was asking one of those perennial questions. Perennial means something which comes again and again. That, how did we fall from Vaikuntha? If Vaikuntha is a perfect situation, then how could we fall from that? Now, Prabhupada, when he was asked about this, then generally he would give the answer given by Sripad Ramanujacharya, that if we are drowning in the ocean, we should first be concerned with how to get out, not how we got there. It won't help us so much to find out how we got there. We have to get out. That's the real thing. But Prabhupada explained that we have, as living beings, we have free will with limited scope. We don't have the same, we don't have the freedom like Krishna. The freedom to choose whether to serve Krishna or not to serve Krishna. If we didn't have the freedom to choose, then we would just be robots. The basis of loving, the basis of service is a loving desire to please the other. So if we do by force, then that's not love. So if we, those who choose to serve Krishna, they live very happily in the Vaikuntha world. And those who choose not to serve Krishna, they live unhappily in the material world. I may say that, well, if we're in Vaikuntha where everything's perfect, then why should we want to forget Krishna and come here? But that we must have a choice, even in the spiritual world, we have to understand that. Otherwise, if there's no choice, then it's not love. And that we have a choice presupposes the possibility of misusing it. And they say, well, how can Maya come in the spiritual world? It doesn't. But the possibility to choose is there. And then as soon as we choose the wrong thing, then we go out of the spiritual world. This is the basic understanding of Srila Prabhupada described it. It is undoubtedly a difficult topic. But the point we should understand is that we are here not because Krishna has forced us to be here, but out of our own choice. As Lord Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, Purusha Sukha Dukhanam Bhutritve Hetu Ruchite. The happiness and distress we experience in this material world are caused by us. Now some people say, no, we've always been here. We're never in the spiritual world. But if that was so, that would mean that Krishna had forced us to come here. He has given better intelligence to some and less to others. By his arrangement, some are in Vaikuntha and some are not. So a better understanding is that it's Krishna gives everyone the same opportunity, but some use it properly and some misuse it. So is there any question about this?
I heard that it's possible only 2 months for the other, and if we're going again there, we are like empowered by...
Then when we go, can we come back again? Well, in Gita, Krishna says no, but then when Prabhupada is asked, he said, the possibility is there.
Yeah,
because the choice, rather, you don't become a robot once you go there. The choice remains. Although the chance of misusing that is less. Although our devotees in ISKCON spend a lot of time discussing this. Actually, our acharyas, they haven't discussed this so much.
Those who discuss so much, they does not want to so many practical things. you don't want to work hard. Those who are so much interested in just discussing this thing.
Like mental speculators or something.
They waste so much of their time.
The point is, we should just accept that it's our fault. Don't blame Krishna. I'm good, but Krishna isn't. Gaudiya doesn't think like this. We have to serve Krishna. So back to that point, as Prabhupada usually used to reply, that the main thing is we have to get out of here by serving Krishna, not that we spend all our time thinking how we got here. So I want to thank the devotees who are serving here. Staunch team of three brahmacharis are staying in this. It's an austere situation. Vellore is a very hot and dry place. Hot and dry. These words must be well known in Tamil. I think these two words must be very common in Tamil. Hot and dry. But you get more mercy from Krishna by struggling for him. That is my personal experience. Not only mine, but that of so many others. All the great devotees that we've heard about in history, they were how great because they went through so many difficulties to serve Krishna. That is the test, whether we want to serve or whether we want just easy life in the name of Krishna Bhakti. As Prabhupada often used to say, just give this one life to Krishna, you will not be the loser. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any other points?
Yes, in the class he was saying, actually the brahmacharya life begins in the house of home itself.
Well, that's like kindergarten.
Yeah, yes. It's
cultural training is given at home. Yeah.
It's a really very wonderful part. We are seeing it directly from parents, because the mother itself.
Yeah.
The child in way all the good qualities.
Yeah. You see, the guru is not supposed to have to teach the child how to wash the backside after passing stool and all this kind of stuff, which Prabhupada had to teach everything. But these things are taught at home. Plus the basic idea of respect for elders, all this kind of thing. I remember in a village in Bangladesh, Sonipat, I go, and yes, young boys would come, and immediately, no one told them, immediately bow down. 5 years old, because they're trained like that. Not Gurukul boys, in their boys are living at home.
Before going to Gurukul.
Even in India also, they are discussing about training of brahmacharis. The future mothers are in Madhavis. But even in India also, now the name Madhavis, they are trained to become public engineers and everything. They don't know cooking also.
No, it's really horrible situation. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam Kijai.